So now I'm answering some of the questions, the question kind of section number three. The first question is, my question is about generosity. It seems to come up again and again in different forms as we progress through the teachings. Is the concept of generosity central to the Bodhicitta Avatara? Is it a state of mind we need to cultivate all the time, if possible? Does this mean being constantly alert in ourselves to any tendency to be mean-spirited? The main idea of Bodhisattva's path is inspired by wanting and wishing to help. And that, in essence, is generosity. The generosity is the first thing that comes up in the six paramitas. And so therefore, that is reflected every part of the Bodhicitta Avatara. That's why actually Bodhicitta Avatara does not have a special chapter on generosity. It has chapter on discipline, it's a chapter on patience, it's a chapter on meditation, on diligence, on wisdom, but not on generosity, because it's kind of everywhere. But of course, it is also kind of the first chapter, part of the second chapter also, and then the last chapter are more or less very much about generosity, especially the dedication is more about generosity. So therefore, you know, it's something that we must think about, we must practice, we have to try to cultivate that, I think, as much as possible, and try to, because when we have to generate bodhicitta, then the bodhicitta cannot be without compassion, and compassion cannot be without generosity. So therefore, I think this is an important part of the practice. Then, second question is, thank you so much for the teachings. I've just finished catching up. I'm very much looking forward to meet you next week in Samyajong, Edinburgh. Seeing mention of music and song in stanza 11, my question is about offering the music I make. I play in the brass band. Would the music I make with the band or when I am practicing be a good thing to offer to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? Of course, why not? I mean, this is, it's not only that the music you offer, but, you know, music is a very important thing. It is something that is very inspiring. It is something that can even, like, change the mood of the people, change, bring peace and bring, you know, harmony in the people's minds. So it's a very important thing. So therefore, to make an offering of this is very good. But as we have said again and again, we make the offerings to the Buddhas of past, present and future. So when you say, I make the offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the past, present and future, actually includes everybody. So therefore, you know, you can make an offering of your music to the Buddhas of the past, Buddhas of the present, and also to the Buddhas of the future who might like your music, who might appreciate your music and get some, you know, some at least entertainment from it. So it's very good to make an offering of the music. Then, the third question. I would like to receive further instructions on the offering goddesses. what do they symbolize and what purpose do these visualizations serve? Actually, you know, it's not necessary that we have to visualize offering goddesses. And some you can also visualize yourself, you know, like you can, this is how it is in some meditations, that if you want to make a kind of a limitless offering, so you from your heart, you radiate like five lights, or doesn't matter how many, and then on each of this, then you see yourself, you know, maybe you see yourself not in a very dirty and ugly and, you know, bad way, but in a very good way. And then you kind of from each of you again like that. And so it's limitless, you know, emanations of yourself, limitless manifestations of yourself, and each of you, and then making offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So it's just a making of limitless offerings. So, but if you want to make the offering made by a little bit more nicer and more kind of beautiful and more, you know, kind of efficient way, and then you can make them also offering goddesses or whatever you call it, make it nicer. But those are kind of your manifestations, your own kind of emanations and things like that. And this is the general understanding. So that's, I think that's all. I don't know much about anything else, but when you make offerings that pleases all the senses. So therefore we, you know, that offers like nice things to look at, nice things to smell, nice things to taste, nice things to touch, nice things to, you know, hear, things like that. So therefore these are kind of different offerings. That's why there's the offering of music, offering of food, offering of clothes, offering of scents and incense, and offering of, you know, all sorts of things. And that's the general understanding. It's up, you know, what we want, what we value, what we, you know, think is nice, that what we are attached to, what we don't have, what we don't, what we especially desire. All those things I make an offering. I think that's the essence of making offering. So thank you very much. And this is a very short, because only three questions are there. So thank you.